the first thing, I guess, was to enable us as product marketers to communicate with users in the app without the support of developers or without the support of product, right? So prior to having a tool like AppQs, we wanted to do some in-app communications. We needed support from product, and it was quite slow and cumbersome, and we always struggled. We were kind of asking for favors, right? The main use cases for that were user onboarding, feature adoption, and product announcements. And kind of we had goals across the funnel in terms of how to help new users to engage and to discover value at Hotjar. So like as product marketers, our job is really to help users to discover value and achieve their objectives, right? So it's difficult to do that if you can't communicate with users in the app and the experience itself, and you're relying more so on emails, which we were before.
Welcome to another episode of the Product Adoption Academy show by AppQs. This is your host, Ramway John. I'm super excited to be chatting with three people from the Hotjar team. It's Mark, Mike, and Sarah. And we dig into examples that they have around how they experiment with things before they send it off to the engineering team to implement. There's some really cool stuff. One of the things that I really love about this is they experimented with both interrupted and embedded patterns where they use a tooltip versus more of a hotspot. And they, I don't want to spoil it too much, but one of them actually improved the engagement rate by over 26%. Hotjar's a company that I really admire. And it's great to chat with people who know what they're doing and exactly what they're, and they really share the details about this. So without further ado, let's jump into my chat with Mike, Mark, and Sarah. Let's go in. Super excited to be here with a Hotjar team. I have Mark, Mike, and Sarah. Thank you for joining. I really do appreciate it. From different countries of all. Like, we were just joking. Like, we are in four different countries with four different people. I'm Canada. Mark, I think you're in Germany. Mike, you're in Ireland. And then Sarah, you're in Poland, which is cool. We're an international recording studio right now. Super sweet. Before we dig into to any kind of experience and example, maybe we can get a little intro from each of you. What are your responsibilities and maybe a hobby or a fun fact? I guess I'll make it awkward first and start with myself. I'm Ramway John. I'm the content director at AppQs. I'm in charge of all thought leadership content, educational content that we have here. In terms of a weird fact about me, I mentioned this in another place, but I actually have like 10 V-neck black shirts that I wear for like my work day, just so that I don't have to think about what I need to wear. But I think that's just some weird fact about me. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Interesting. I like it.
Who wants to go next?
Straight out of the Steve Jobs school of
I don't do turtlenecks, right? Unfortunately.
Similar concept though, right?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe Mike, you
reduce
can go
the cognitive
here.
Load.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. So my name's Mike. As you said, I'm based in Ireland in the southeast of Kilkenny. I'm a staff product marketer at Hotjar. I've been at Hotjar for 4 years, so I've worked across a lot of different areas in product marketing. So everything from new user onboarding and activation, retention, bringing new features to market, positioning and messaging, pricing and packaging. So kind of the whole remit of your typical B2B product marketer. Yeah. Oh yeah, an interesting fact. I guess I'll just use a prop that's behind me, which is my tenor banjo and my octave mandolin. Oh. I like to play some Irish trad music, so.
Okay. That's cool. Maybe you can go to Sarah next.
Sure, sure. Now I feel pressure to come up with some interesting fact about me.
It doesn't have to be. It could be a boring fact too.
Okay. My name is Sarah. I'm based in Poland, but I'm actually German. I moved a couple of years ago here because of my husband. I'm a product marketer at Hotjar, and I am at Hotjar right now for 1.5 years. Oh, it feels longer, but it's 1.5 years. And I'm responsible for Hotjar Engage, which is our product for user interviews. And a fact about me, so product marketer by day, but kids book illustrator by night. I'm illustrating my first kids book at the moment. So yeah, a lot of things to do.
Interesting. And then Mark.
I'm Mark. I'm a senior product marketer at Hotjar. And at Hotjar, I'm responsible for the kind of observe product, which includes heat maps and recordings and kind of taking that product to market. I'm based in Berlin, but originally from the UK. And a fun fact about me. Going back to music, I pretty much constantly listen to ambient music whilst working. And at the end of each year, create a playlist of all the songs I find in that year. And this year, the playlist is 8 hours long, which is a bumper year.
Wow, thank you so much. And then thank you for introducing yourself, all of you. In terms of what Hotjar is, I know we know it. We are also customers of Hotjar, but some people who are tuning in might not be familiar with it. Can one of you explain what Hotjar does? It seems like there's engage and observe and other things that Hotjar is doing.
Yeah, sure, I can do that. So we define Hotjar as a digital experience insight software. Sounds complicated, but actually we are providing visual behavior insights, also in the moment feedback, and as already mentioned, user interviews. And you can do all of this in one platform, in one place. Hotjar surfaces rich actionable insights. So we want to ensure that that you can understand your users better and therefore also build just a better user experience for them. We have products like heat maps and recordings, surveys, funnels, trends, and fairly new is our interview tool. Hotjar was founded in 2014. We are fully remotely, and we are right now, I think, almost or around 400 Hotjarians, and we have 3.5 million users worldwide.
That is impressive overall. Thank you for sharing that, Sarah. In terms of why you started looking for a tool like AppKeys in the first place, I think, Mike, you have something. You were the one who was looking for something like that.
Yeah, I was feeling the pain, so I went looking. Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing, I guess, was to enable us as product marketers to communicate with users in the app without the support of developers or without the support of product, right? So prior to having a tool like AppKeys, we wanted to do some in-app communications. We needed support from product, and it was quite slow and cumbersome, and we always struggled. We were kind of asking for favors, right? The main use cases for that were user onboarding, feature adoption, and product announcements. And kind of we had goals across the funnel in terms of how to help new users to engage, to discover value at Hotjar. So as product marketers, our job is really to help users to discover value and achieve their objectives, right? So it's difficult to do that if you can't communicate with users in the app and the experience itself, and you're relying more so on emails, which we were before. I think that was kind of it. I think some important things for us were the ability to segment and target based on user attributes and events. So we didn't want to just have a blanket experience in terms of our communications for all users. We wanted to try and personalize it based on the user's characteristics, but also based on what they're doing, how engaged they are, what actions they've taken within the application. So that was quite important. And then really, as you'll see later, a lot of what we use AppKeys for is testing concepts quickly, and that helps our product team to validate changes to the native experience, right? So we'll build something really quickly, we'll test it, we'll validate that it works, and then the product team can then take that on and build it into the native experience. So that was another kind of use case for us.
Awesome. We're already talking about use cases. I think we're going to see some screens here very shortly. Maybe let's dig in. Would love to see, I'm really excited each of you have one to share, which is super cool. While you're sharing that, maybe we can start with Mark here, if you can share what you have. And then in terms of also what kind of results you saw with it, what was specific use case of the one you'll share? And then what kind of things did you see as a result of that experiment
experience or flow? So this one, I guess it's kind of Mike's already talked about quite a few use cases we have for AppKeys. This one was very much around adoption of a new feature. I guess one way we also use AppKeys is to experiment and kind of test new messaging, see what works, also see what works in terms of where in the app to promote certain new features. And in this case, we had a kind of new relevance score filter or selector, and it would basically allow users to spend less time watching recordings and spend more time really improving their site, but, you know, focusing on the recordings that actually are really insightful and include ways that they can simply improve their site. And so we went to drive adoption of this feature, and we tested two different ways of doing that within AppQs. We tested a kind of hotspot, which is the little red dot that when you click on it, shows a little tooltip. And then we also showed a tooltip. So arguably more kind of in your face, and maybe would drive more adoption, but then there's always that, I guess you're weighing up like something that's a bit more in your face versus something that might be more subtle but drive less results. And we were super surprised by the results. So we kind of tested these against each other, and the hotspot actually ended up driving far more usage of this selector than the tooltip, even though people had to kind of click the hotspot first in order to see the message and then use the feature. And I think it was like a, I think I wrote it down here. Yeah, it was a 26% statistically significant uplift, which is pretty impressive. And, you know, through that, users were then able to use the filter, find these more kind of relevant recordings, spend kind of less time, but maybe a better time using Hotjar, particularly with the recordings feature in Hotjar, which was really aligned with our OKRs that's that cool. quarter. I can also show you what this looked like. But there you can see, like, so you've got the little relevance score selector and the hotspots on the right, tooltips on the left. Hotspot, you obviously have to click on it in order to see the tooltip, but it did drive better results and was probably maybe a more better, a kind of a more subtle, but maybe a better, less in your face experience for users.
Interesting. Super cool. Thanks for sharing that, Mark. I appreciate it. In terms of the next one, Mike or Sarah?
Yeah, so as Mark mentioned, we are kind of big on testing and experimenting things. So I will share my screen in a second, but let me give you a bit of a background info. So this idea for this AppQs flow resulted actually from a user research that we conducted with our survey users. And during those interviews, we were kind of testing the waters for different feature ideas because we wanted to find a way on how to combine surveys with interviews to make it easier for either user of the product. And a big part of being a product marketing manager, of course, is that we want to ensure that what we are actually building is of value for our users, so that we are not just building or influencing the product roadmap on assumptions. So after these interviews, we already had a better idea of what the feature could look like and how we can connect our survey tool with our interview and how we could make it also easier to gather insights from different sources, right? That was the kind of main idea around it. But to quantify our findings from the interviews, we prepared a flow that worked in very similar to a fake draw. So we added a three-step slide-out model on surveys, and we targeted to frequent survey users and asked them straight away if they want to invite users who answered their survey to interviews. And if they clicked start inviting, it prompted next step, and they could get notified about the upcoming feature. And as a result, in a pretty short amount of time, we had over 300 interested users who wanted to hear more about this feature, and they are going to be the first users of our release in a few weeks. So let me share my screen and show you how that looked like. Really nicer. So we had the slide-out step, basically just a copy. We tested also two different copies just to see what resonates better, but this wasn't really super important here. It was more about the interest, if they would like to dig deeper on the survey response they received. And if they clicked start inviting, then basically this popped up and they could have just get notified. And with that, we collected the emails, and basically they are going to be in our closed better release. So
that's so cool. I love that copy. Good things come to those who wait. at the end, just a little sprout. Talk about like adding a little bit of delightful copy, so to speak. Awesome. Oh, sorry. By the way, you did, Sarah, you saw some results with that. I think I might have missed that. I think you saw like it had good, I guess, response rate based on that.
Yeah. We had within, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, we had 300 users who wanted to get notified. Wow. And yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you. All right. On to you, Mike.
What I am going to talk about is an experiment we ran around expertise-based onboarding. So essentially, what we kind of had prior to running this experiment was all users, when they started in Hotjar, when they created an account first and started to get inside the application, they had a getting started guide, which is essentially like a checklist of recommended actions to take next, right, to help you get up and running and start getting value and using the product. But this was essentially the same for every user who signed up, right? And we kind of had an hypothesis that users, depending on their level of experience, maybe they use Hotjar before, maybe they use a tool like Hotjar before, they're kind of the actions that they want to take as part of the setup will be different, right? So we created an experience using AppQueues, which let me just share that now, actually. So this is kind of what the experience looked like, right? So when a user logged in, they were greeted with a slide out modal that asked them, have you used Hotjar before? You know, let us know how much experience you have. And it's kind of a no, never, a few times, yes, often. And we kind of mapped that back to beginner, intermediate, advanced kind of with Hotjar, right? And then based on what a user selected here, we triggered an event that was then used to target a specific checklist. So this was like one of the checklists, which was, you know, great, you've used Hotjar before. Here's what we recommend you do now, right? And install Hotjar on your site, create a survey using a template, invite another user for free. And if you said you hadn't used it before, maybe the first action we recommend would be like just viewer recording, just get to know how it works. Or if you're an advanced user who used it lots before, we're like, hey, check out our integrations or something a little bit more advanced. So the first thing we found was interesting. So we tested this against another modal, which was just, hey, welcome to Hotjar, you know, click here to get started with a get started guide with a checklist. This version that had options to choose which level of experience you have had twice as much in engagement as the one that didn't have that. So it was like a 2x improvement in just engagement with the flow to begin with, just by giving users the option to choose, right? And giving that feeling that this is personalized for me, this is actually going to be helpful. The other thing we noticed, so as you saw here, the first option, the first thing to do, and it's the first thing to do on all the checklists, was install Hotjar on your site, right? So whether you had used it before or not, the first thing you need to do is install it on your site. We saw a 26% uplift in users installing Hotjar on their site. They viewed one of the personalized checklists versus a generic checklist. So far more likely to understand why would I bother going to the trouble of installing Hotjar on my site? If you have a list of like personalized things that you can do next after you do that, you are 26% more likely to actually do it than if you don't, right? So that was a super result. So at the end of that, we actually built it into our native, so there's a few our native in-app experience. So
that's cool.
This is now part of our like onboarding for every user who signs up to Hotjar.
That's cool. And this is what I'm hearing, like this is like a great way to get data before you ask like engineering team to spend their valuable resources to actually embed it into the product itself. So I think that's cool to see this.
Yeah, absolutely. And as product marketing, it's another way for us to influence the product roadmap, right? So like we spend a lot of time getting to know our users, doing user research, market research, and you know, communicating new features and new products to the market. But we also want to make sure that we're like helping our product team to build the products that our users need, right? And build the experiences that our user needs. So for us to be able to go to our product team with a validated hypothesis about something that can improve the user experience really is, you know, it puts us in a great position as product marketers, I guess, to be more of a strategic influence.
Awesome. That's a great place to wrap it up. Mark, Mike, And Sarah, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. We're almost at time here. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you.